Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello and welcome back to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. It's a beautiful day outside. Memorial Day was yesterday. We got to spend some good time with family. Hope you did too as well. And I am going to say a few comments about Memorial Day here in just a second. Let's go ahead and start with prayer. We're going to continue our little mini series on beauty, the glory of beauty, but then the inherent danger that can come with the particular temptations of a man towards beauty and a woman towards beauty. So we're going to address that from the woman's side today. What is it with external adornment that can be so appealing to where external beauty becomes more attractive to a woman than internal beauty? And it's not that external beauty is a bad thing. In fact, that should be present. Jesus adorns his bride. And ladies, there's not a problem adorning themselves for their husbands, but we're going to address that particular sin. Let's go ahead and pray and ask the Lord's help. We'll talk Memorial Day. And oh yeah, by the way, if you left some really nice Oakleys on the intensive and have been looking for them, I've got them and I've been wearing them. So let me know. I'll send them to you, but I need to hear from you. So please message me, reach out to me, and I'll make sure I get that to you. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just need wisdom and direction. As always, we thank you for the beautiful things in the world. And as we talked about last week or a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, that men have this particular temptation to look at beauty and worship created things over creator and to lust after the beauty of a woman. God, help us walk in obedience. And then as we talk to women today and talk about particular sins that women face and deal with in regards to beauty, God, I pray that both the man and the woman that's listening in would be able to understand rightly why you have commands that are unique and specific that hit men and women a little bit differently. And so help us. We just trust you will. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, before we get into that, I want to just quickly talk about Memorial Day. As we think about fallen soldiers in our country and in our history, I think it would be important for us to understand that people have given their lives and honor those that have given their lives for this country. Both my grandfathers fought in World War II. Neither one of them died in combat, but they did fight in World War II, and many of your grandparents or fathers did that as well, or down in the history of your lineage, you found people that have fought for this country. And I think it's really important to understand that down through the history of the world, there have been men in particular that have recognized a call to fight and die for those that they love. Now, today, we have women that are also fighting in the front lines, and although that is a violation of God's word, there are still women that are doing that and giving their life for their country. It is a shame to us, but it is still somewhat honorable. It is still honorable when anybody, for the good of others, is willing to lay their life down. And so for those that have done that, this Memorial Day was yesterday and is always set aside year in and year out to honor those that have fought for us. And I, for one, am thankful. And I think that, men that have given their lives knowing that they have so much to live for here in this country and in this life, and yet are willing to say there's something bigger, there's something greater, and it's for the good of my fellow man and my nation, then we need to give honor where honor is due. Now, sadly, we live in a time where we can't really know what it is that we're fighting for, but there are people that we need to celebrate, and I want to do that as we consider Memorial Day yesterday, and so I am thankful. All right, now let's move on. We are going to be talking about beauty. Beauty in and of itself is a glorious thing given to us by God that is enjoyed both by the Christian and the non-Christian. God, through his common grace, has allowed the world to remain a beautiful place, and for people who worship creature over, or created thing over creator, they still get to enjoy beauty. God has given this as a gift that's common to all men, that we get to identify things in the world, and we get to stand and look at sunsets and valleys and mountains and rivers and oceans and recognize that this is glorious and that I am small, this is big. This is God's gift to mankind. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim his handiwork. And it's a wonderful and amazing thing that we get to enjoy. When it comes to mankind, the pinnacle of creation, the image of God, we have both the male and the female. And when it comes to this idea of beauty, we have differing angles that we struggle with. And this gives us insight then why there are particular commands given to men and particular commands given to women when it comes to the idea of beauty. So we said it a couple weeks ago, I'll say it again, men like to look at beauty when it comes to Eve. Well, sorry about that, folks. Men like to look at beauty when it comes to Eve, and so they recognize it and have temptations that are common to them in the area of visual stimulation, lust, fantasy. That's why pornography is such a bad and big issue, and it is a more prevalent issue among men. Women, on the other hand, like to, or are tempted to, like to be looked at, enjoy being looked at, enjoy being lusted over. And that's something, when it comes to this area of beauty, that the Bible warns against, the idea of internal and external beauty. Now, I've often talked about primary, secondary when it comes to certain things about men and women, and when it comes to priorities. We always have to know what is the priority, what's primary, what's secondary. Really, in all of life, we need to know this because, let me make sure my phone is turned down. Sorry about that, guys. In all of life, we have to recognize that to be able to make the best decisions and most wise decisions that we can. And when it comes to women in particular, I've always talked about primary, secondary when it comes to the work of the wife being inside the home, and then everything else flows out of that. So primary, secondary is a way, a good grid for people to think through that. And I think the exact same thing is there when it comes to this idea of beauty. When it comes to jewelry, when it comes to makeup, when it comes to clothing, when it comes to how you present yourself in public, what women have to understand is that when you think beauty, what do you think of first? Do you first think of that external adornment, or do you think of internal adornment? It does not mean that external beauty is bad. That's a glorious thing given to us, and it's a wonderful thing to be shared within a husband and wife when they are wanting to look the best that they can and present themselves the best they can to their spouse. It's a good thing for a wife to present herself beautiful for her husband. But I think in that as well, a woman has to recognize, am I presenting myself beautiful externally for my husband or for men that are not my husbands? The eyes of those out there that might think that you are beautiful or that you are attractive. That's a question that you have to settle. But the warnings then against beauty when it comes to modesty, when it comes to jewelry, when it comes to anything, we see just as an example in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I love this because it gives us gender-specific commands. We try to follow this at our church. We don't believe this command is to, in verse 8, is for all people, but it is specifically to the men. That's why we call the men to obey this. And then we believe in verse 9 that that's specifically to the women because we have these two commands given. So the first is, I desire in every place that men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. So we do our best to obey that in our simplest way by Sunday morning raising our hands and praying before the Lord. And the men follow that example because we want to follow the way, lead the way, and joyfully following the commands that God has given us as men. But then, verse 9, likewise also that the women should adorn themselves. So they should adorn themselves in respectable apparel. So the way they, the clothes that they wear should be respectable. Now, this is going to be somewhat interchangeable from society to society, but respectable is something that should be evidenced in the life of a Christian woman and how she conducts herself externally. She should be adorning herself with respectable apparel, which she should be adorning herself with modesty and self-control, not with the counterexample here, braided hair, gold, or pearls, or costly attire, but what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works. Now notice, this is not saying you cannot adorn yourself externally at all, but your external adornment should be proper. It should be respectable. It should be modest, and it should display self-control. Now the braided hair, gold, pearls, or costly attire is an example here of what isn't respectable apparel in that society and in that time. Now, this is somewhat interchangeable, like greet one another with a holy kiss. So greetings change over time. This is something here that's not rooted in creation. This is something that can be a little bit interchangeable about what respectable apparel is or modest apparel is. Now, modesty, there are certainly standards with that that are across cultures and across generations that are applicable to all women everywhere at all times. But when it comes to costly attire, gold, pearls, braided hair, these are, in that society, things that would be improper for women to adorn themselves externally. So let's just put that to the side and just ask the question, why is there a warning against some kinds of external adornment for women? And I think it's clear, it's because there is this draw, there is this pull for ladies to primarily see beauty as a thing to be worn on the outside. I mean, isn't this a temptation with holiness or righteousness as well? Clean the outside of the cup. We've been working through this and through the Gospel of Luke. Clean the outside of the cup and don't worry about the inside of the cup. And Jesus is like, nope, the outside and the inside matter. You can't just have a clean outside. That that doesn't represent what's actually on the inside. And so what you want to do is live from the inside out. There needs to be a cleanliness on the inside. And I think for ladies, this temptation is always going to be there of enjoying being looked at. And I think for you, women, you just ask the question, when you adorn yourself, who is that for? Is that for your husband primarily? Or is it just for yourself? You like getting yourself together and looking beautiful? Or would it make you feel good if you knew you had the attention of other men? If you had the eyes of other men, who are you dressing for? And that is a temptation. Beauty is a glorious thing. God adorns his bride for Christ. You can be adorned, but there is a distinction between improper and proper adornment. Some of that is somewhat subjective, and it gets down to the question of you personally. What do you think of when you think of beauty? And for our daughter, what I want to always encourage her in, because she's naturally just gorgeous. She's going to be so pretty. She already is so pretty. But what we have to challenge her with is to say, honey, the most important thing is beauty on the inside. It's proper adornment from the inside out, not just the beautiful exterior, but the interior. And when you think of beauty and when you present yourself, what is it that you are wanting to present most? What is the primary thing that needs to be presented to the outside watching world? Well, it should be godliness. It should be good works. It should be respectable and modest and self-controlled. This is the kind of woman we want Providence to be, not somebody who's trying to adorn herself in such a way just to get attention. And ladies, that's what you have to watch out for. That's why those warnings are there, is because you have a particular bent, a particular temptation towards beauty. Men want to look, and women want to be looked at. And so beauty in and of itself is a gift that God has given to mankind for all of us to enjoy, but we can use it improperly, either worshiping a created thing over the creator, or men can misuse it by worshiping through lust, and women can misuse beauty by wanting the primary to be what is external rather than what is internal. So hope that's encouraging, challenging to you. Next week, we're going to talk about spiritual gifts. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, and particularly 1 Corinthians 14 and proper exegesis in that passage, and also just the hermeneutic that I think is so much an error so often that I think is on display. And we're going to just talk about the gifts of the Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit. So the cessationism versus continuationism argument. And I'm going to lay out where I land and why I land there, and also affirm that this is an open-handed issue and will always be an open-handed issue, especially in our church. But anyways, hope this is encouraging, helpful. Please reach out to me. And if you've not yet, then leave a rating or review. I would love that. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes. And if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.